1. You hear two people talking at a party. How do they know each other? A. They used to work together. B. They were at school together. C. They met through mutual friends.
It's amazing to see you again.
Yes, after all this time. You haven't changed at all.
I don't think I had grey hair, or quite such a big waistline in the sixth form, did I?
Well, you look just the same to me. What are you doing these days? You went into banking, didn't you?
Yes, I did, after I'd done a degree in economics in York. How did you know that?
Oh, through Claire. Remember, she and I were best friends all through school. We're still in touch, and she's got a job in the same company as your sister.
It's amazing to see you again.
Yes, after all this time. You haven't changed at all.
I don't think I had grey hair, or quite such a big waistline in the sixth form, did I?
Well, you look just the same to me. What are you doing these days? You went into banking, didn't you?
Yes, I did, after I'd done a degree in economics in York. How did you know that?
Oh, through Claire. Remember, she and I were best friends all through school. We're still in touch, and she's got a job in the same company as your sister.
2. You overhear a conversation on a train. What has the man been doing? A. Having a holiday. B. Taking part in a sports competition. C. Working.
This train is moving so slowly, isn't it? I can't wait to get home.
Me too. Have you had a hard day at work?
Actually, I've been travelling all day. I've been away for a couple of nights, a trip to New York.
Lucky you.
Well, it was pretty tough, actually. I had to finalise arrangements for a new sports shop we're opening on Fifth Avenue.
Did it all go okay?
Yeah, in the end. Though at one point, I thought everything was going to fall through. I'm just exhausted now. This train is moving so slowly, isn't it? I can't wait to get home.
Me too. Have you had a hard day at work?
Actually, I've been travelling all day. I've been away for a couple of nights, a trip to New York.
Lucky you.
Well, it was pretty tough, actually. I had to finalise arrangements for a new sports shop we're opening on Fifth Avenue.
Did it all go okay?
Yeah, in the end. Though at one point, I thought everything was going to fall through. I'm just exhausted now.
3. You overhear someone talking about a course. How did they feel about it? A. Angry. B. Satisfied. C. Disappointed.
It wasn't too bad, but it wasn't quite what I expected. Mind you, it was my own fault for not reading the course description carefully enough, so I can't really complain. Everyone else was pretty pleased with it, but it was a bit of a waste of time from my point of view. The teacher was good, I suppose, but I should really have gone for something different. It wasn't too bad, but it wasn't quite what I expected. Mind you, it was my own fault for not reading the course description carefully enough, so I can't really complain. Everyone else was pretty pleased with it, but it was a bit of a waste of time from my point of view. The teacher was good, I suppose, but I should really have gone for something different.
4. You hear a teenager talking about a new version of a computer game. Why does he think it is better? A. It has better graphics. B. It's got more levels. C. You can play it online.
I loved the game, so I decided to get the second version as soon as it came out. That's pretty good too. There aren't any more levels, but each one is a bit more complex, so they take you a bit longer to complete, which makes it good value. The quality of the visual effects are just amazing. I've never seen anything quite so good. You can play it online with a friend too, but you need a special adapter to do that, and my dad won't let me get one. I loved the game, so I decided to get the second version as soon as it came out. That's pretty good too. There aren't any more levels, but each one is a bit more complex, so they take you a bit longer to complete, which makes it good value. The quality of the visual effects are just amazing. I've never seen anything quite so good. You can play it online with a friend too, but you need a special adapter to do that, and my dad won't let me get one.
5. You hear a husband and wife talking about their work. What is their problem? A. They are both working very long hours. B. They don't think they get paid a fair rate per hour. C. They are hardly ever free at the same time.
I'm fed up of your being at work so much.
I know, but it's all for a good cause. If we can save a lot by the end of the year, we'll be able to put down a deposit on a house.
Yes, you doing a lot of overtime certainly helps. It's just a pity that my shifts never coincide with yours. I only ever see you when you're asleep. Maybe I should volunteer for overtime too. Then we could perhaps get our deposit together even sooner. I'm fed up of your being at work so much.
I know, but it's all for a good cause. If we can save a lot by the end of the year, we'll be able to put down a deposit on a house.
Yes, you doing a lot of overtime certainly helps. It's just a pity that my shifts never coincide with yours. I only ever see you when you're asleep. Maybe I should volunteer for overtime too. Then we could perhaps get our deposit together even sooner.
6. You hear someone talking in a shop. What is she doing? A. Making a complaint. B. Explaining what she wants. C. Asking for information.
I used to have a pair a bit like this in black. They were leather with little silver buckles and a lowish heel. They were nicer than these, I think, in that they were a bit lighter. I did buy them here. You don't remember them by any chance, do you? I'd really like another pair like that. I used to have a pair a bit like this in black. They were leather with little silver buckles and a lowish heel. They were nicer than these, I think, in that they were a bit lighter. I did buy them here. You don't remember them by any chance, do you? I'd really like another pair like that.
7. You hear a woman talking to a friend about her holiday. What did she enjoy most? A. Shopping. B. Relaxing. C. Sightseeing.
It was a brilliant holiday, wasn't it?
Yes. I feel so much better for it.
Me too. I know I was planning to visit all those museums and churches and things, but it was just too hot.
Well, we can go back and do that at a cooler time of year, perhaps.
That would be great. At this time of year, it was definitely best just to sunbathe with a good novel. I didn't even want to go shopping. Not like me at all. It was a brilliant holiday, wasn't it?
Yes. I feel so much better for it.
Me too. I know I was planning to visit all those museums and churches and things, but it was just too hot.
Well, we can go back and do that at a cooler time of year, perhaps.
That would be great. At this time of year, it was definitely best just to sunbathe with a good novel. I didn't even want to go shopping. Not like me at all.
8. You hear part of a radio play. What is the relationship between the two speakers? A. Boss and employee. B. friends working in the same company. C. Workers from different companies.
I wonder if I could have a word with you?
Of course. Do come into my office.
I wanted to ask whether it would be all right for me to take Friday off.
That's rather short notice, isn't it? Remember, we've got an important meeting about the merger with Browns on Friday too.
I wonder if I could have a word with you?
Of course. Do come into my office.
I wanted to ask whether it would be all right for me to take Friday off.
That's rather short notice, isn't it? Remember, we've got an important meeting about the merger with Browns on Friday too.